A steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
We won't cancel Christmas.
No, we're not going to. Well, no way. Well, whatever happens, even during the Depression, like even during
Christmas,
the wars,
wasn't even cancelled.
They
then.
Had, you know, they maybe didn't have turkey and ham and various other things.
They had rat.
But well, they certainly improvised. I think it was turnips. Turnips for Christmas. Anyway.
Turnips for everyone.
Here on the coast. Morning, welcome. Nikki
Merry
and DeMello.
Christmas.
Welcome to it. Actually, we were talking, yesterday we were talking about trying to bring some Christmas spirit in. So I don't know if anyone's actually decided to flick their Christmas lights on extra.
Yeah, well, people have been doing that. And also I see the little teddy bears in the window, which is making, doing the rounds on Facebook. So you put a little stuffed teddy bear in your window. And then
for kids to spot.
Yeah, so if the kids are driving you absolutely mental, you can all jump in the car and go for a drive
around.
Teddy
spotting.
And try and see all the teddies around town, which is cute.
Put them next to, like, the Christmas tree in the window or some Christmas lights in the window.
Or a little elf on the shelf. It's time to get Elf on the Shelf out again in the window.
This is the Christmas in quarantine idea, if you hadn't heard it. That's a lot of people in America are doing it, so who knows? Maybe we'll
bring a little sparkle to this time.
And it'd look fantastic. It always makes the riverside section look amazing. Mm. Looking, yeah, so why not?
Why
not? A thought. Prince Charles has got the virus.
I know. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Charles, what are you doing?
It sounded like he was, like, fulfilling commitments and doing...
They said within the last couple of weeks. I'm like, why on earth would you still be... I don't know how he's caught it, but let's God hope he hasn't been shaking hands with people in the last couple of weeks.
No. Well, especially when you think about, you know, he's got an ageing family.
And he's not exactly a spring chicken.
Well, no, exactly.
Anyway,
everyone's hoping for Prince
crossed.
Andrew too, but no, it didn't happen.
Wrong royal.
Alcohol restrictions. Who would have ever thought?
I know. I think they're just getting ahead of it because what it seems like, this is what they should have done with the toilet paper. Because before it spirals out of control and there's no alcohol, they're like one carton per day and everything should be okay. We shouldn't have an alcohol shortage.
Well, in theory.
In theory. Until people keep going back every single day.
Well, look, you can see ways that people might try and get around it.
Yeah.
I'll run you through, in case you missed it, we'll run you through those things a bit later on.
Yeah.
And I see, and it seems sensible. We're discussing the other thing is, I know I don't have much call for hairdressers these days, but even I was sort of looking at the 30-minute limit going, like, maybe blokes could get in and get their hair cut and washed, but, like, that's it. Like, I don't know, even girls getting their hair cut wouldn't last 30 minutes, would it?
No, well, I literally just get a trim off the bottom of my hair, nothing else done, and that maybe. So if you literally have the worst split ends, you can get them chopped off and that's it. But I have a laugh at all the memes that have come out of
and
it.
Everything else. Well, the
it's
weird
like a guy
thing.
With half a shaved head and he's got beard and the longest hair and he's like, when the 30 minutes has passed and the hairdresser.
So that's gone now. So they've lifted that. So that there's not the 30-minute limit restriction. However.
They've changed it.
Yeah, they backflipped on it.
Oh,
but
my God.
They're still making people adhere to the 4 square metre per person rule. Now, how do you cut someone's hair from, what is that, 2 square metres away or whatever
You'd
the deal is?
You have to have some very long arms on you.
Go-go gadget scissors. I don't know what's going on there. It's really strange.
Anyway, you can get your hair done.
Yeah, but nothing else. You can't get your fingernails done. You can't get a pedicure.
No. That's what you're pointing at.
Yes, that is what I was pointing at. Thank you very much. You can't get a pedicure.
Nikki and DeMello's 3 things you need to know.
All right, can we just run through a reminder about the local facilities that are closed?
Sure.
In Mandurah, Rockingham, Shire of Murray and Waroona.
Yeah.
Rec centres, seniors and community centres, obviously libraries, youth centres, as well as the museum. Mandurah's Chasm Art Space. Plus, it was just recently announced the City of Mandurah admin and also the visitors centre have also shut down.
Yep.
And we will let you know when they reopen again. So that's basically all the council-related stuff.
Yeah.
Not happening.
Yeah.
And the other big news, obviously, is alcohol sales have been restricted. It's one carton of beer, cider or pre-mixed spirits, or 3 bottles of wine, or 1 litre of spirits, or 1 litre of fortified wine, or a combination of any two, but not the same. So you can't go, I'm going to have one carton of beer and I'll also have another carton of beer. No,
you can have 3 bottles of wine and a carton of beer, correct. 3 bottles of wine and whatever the spirits.
And no hand sanitizer. That does not count either. And also, I bought some yesterday and they said, oh, by the way, we're not going to be accepting cash as often today. So some places will be shutting that down.
I think it's a good idea to avoid handling cash if you can.
My mum's going to find it hard. Shout out to mum. Americans have dubbed today National Spinach Day.
Oh, okay.
There you go. So if you can get hold of some that green leafy stuff, just leave the kale aside for today. Go for the spinach.
Yeah, we love our spinach.
There you go. You and the Popeye family.
Me, yep.
Explains
got
your arm.
Got big muscles.
Well, she's got a tattoo on her arm of an anchor, and it is enormous. So
don't mess with me.
Now I understand.
Now, there's some good news.
Always keen to hear good news at the moment.
We really need it. Apparently, during this crisis, this is in the US, but animal adoptions have gone through the roof. How good is that?
Well,
so people are at home a lot. They're bored. They're thinking, what can I do? Maybe I can foster a pet. So these are people temporarily fostering the pets, but you know, how often do foster parents become
Speaking as a foster carer once, and we've had Douglas with us
for
a very long time now, many, many years.
There you go. So it's so good. They've said they did a drive-through.
That's a cat, by the way, if you're wondering. Just realised I didn't qualify that.
Okay. Anyway, they did a drive through at one of the adoption centres, so you can fill out form online. You obviously apply for the pets that you're interested online, and you drive through, and they pass through the window and all the bits that go with them.
Very
Here's
cool.
your new pet to foster for a little while. So that's an idea of something you can do during this time.
It's a very nice way to sort of get through, you know, potentially the social distancing and the social isolation factor is spending time with a pet.
Keep your mind off it, and you give them a home. The poor little things aren't cooped up in the shelters anymore. They get to actually spend time with the family. So,
from what I can tell online, though, the only things that seem to be unhappy with this are pets that already have homes, cats that already have homes, and now have to spend more time with their owners.
They're like,
what are you doing?
Go away.
You're under my feet. You're in my favourite chair.
Get out of my house.
In amongst all the weirdness, I thought I'd line up a couple of things of note for this weekend, right? First of all, if you didn't know, Saturday's the day for the 2020 Earth Hour. Right. Which is all about trying to reduce pollution and stuff. But it's kind of interesting because one positive out of all these virus dramas is air pollution in China especially, but like all over the world, has significantly reduced.
Which is awesome. And,
it is.
And the canals in Venice, how clear they were.
Like these waters haven't been so crystal clear in decades.
No.
So the Earth certainly seems to be appreciating the slowdown. LA traffic is lighter than it has been in decades too. You think about all
emissions,
the pollution that's helping. New York City, I mean, kind of weird to see Manhattan streets pretty much empty. But, you know, there is an upside to these
things.
It's
kind of a good idea maybe for, I guess, businesses that didn't realise they could have workers stay at home that maybe can stay at home.
Who knows what
clogging
they can
up
do.
The traffic and anyway.
But, so
ideas.
There's that one. So that's Earth Hour, which we can all happily get on board with on Saturday. And then Sunday's Neighbour Day.
Hey, neighbour. You
know? Now, I feel like plenty of people probably already started reaching out, but Sunday could be the perfect chance to offer help via maybe one of those notes in the letterbox or whatever you want it to do.
Yeah.
So maybe more suggestions, feel free to throw them through our way, throw them through our virtual letterbox, which is basically Facebook. But who would have thought? Less pollution and more community bonding out of all of
this. How nice.
All praise the pandemic.
Praise the pandemic. Not quite.
Maybe too far?
A little bit.
Okay. A lot of parts of the world are currently in lockdown. We're already in restricted movement territory.
We're in stage two, I think. Is that what they're calling it?
I'm not sure.
Stage three is lockdown.
Right, okay. Well, we're not there yet, but they are encouraging everybody to essentially stay at home and, you know, not move out too much. But I've dug up a whole bunch of people. I mean, obviously there's the Together at Home series. Is that what the name of the concerts is? There's lots of stuff being done online to sort of keep everyone entertained. There's lots of people that are doing workouts online, you know. There's ways that you can keep yourself fit. And there's also a bunch of free content that I've discovered that's available out there. Starting as of yesterday, a selection of family titles, including the Amazon Original Kids and Family shows, available to stream for free.
That's good.
That's all for Amazon customers on Amazon Prime Video.
Mm-hmm.
But interesting, we have been watching The Test, which is all about the Australian cricket team recovering from the ball tampering incident. It's an Amazon Prime series. Amazing. I can't believe that in our family, which is not really, as a whole, not really a cricket household, have all been sitting down and watching this miniseries.
There you go.
Something to watch. That's maybe a reason to get some Amazon Prime. Cambridge University Press has just made all 700 textbooks available in HTML format free to access till the end of May.
Wow.
So if you want to do some studying, there's a chance to do that.
Yeah, now's a good time.
And David Williams of Little Britain fame, who also writes kids' stories these days, is releasing a free audio story every day.
Oh, how good's that? Sit the kids down for what? How long would that go for? An hour?
Could be. Not sure. Depends how long the story is, I guess. But have a look.
Sit him down. Be quiet and listen to this story, all right, kids?
Check his Facebook page because he posts them up there. So there you go. There's just a bunch. And I know there'll be more out there, but we'll keep you posted. There's a few that can keep you busy if you're scratching at the moment. Actually, if you're scratching at the moment, we don't have any advice for you.
Go to the pharmacy. You can still go there.
Yeah, two at a time, I think you're fine.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With your entertainment isolation updates, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Prince Charles has coronavirus.
I know.
Oh, not even the royals are exempt from this.
Is corona a crown, by the way?
Yeah,
I thought Isn't that vaguely appropriate?
Someone
also pointed out, by the way, that Tangled is set in the land of Corona.
Yeah, and she's isolated in a tower by herself.
Anyway.
Interesting. Anyway, the palace has released a statement confirming that the next in line for the throne has tested positive for COVID-19. Wouldn't that just be a tragedy?
I know.
He is believed to have met the Queen just a few days before he became infectious, but there are also reports saying that maybe the infectious time period is a couple of days out. So, God, he could have been infectious while he briefly met the Queen. So, God help us if the Queen gets it. He and wife Camilla are now self-isolating at Balmoral Castle in Scotland. Camilla has tested negative for the virus.
Right.
Interesting stuff. Okay. Now, Kevin Hart and his wife, Aniko Parrish, are expecting their second child.
Hey.
They posted an image of her baby bump with the caption, "Baby number two," writing, "In the midst of all this, while we are counting our blessings and couldn't be more grateful, soon to be a family of six." Jesus.
Ooh, wow.
The couple already have a 2-year-old son, and Hart has both a 12 and 15-year-old from a previous marriage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lucky they're already pregnant, because otherwise this situation, they could have had 15 kids.
Yeah, I know. Lionel Richie thinks it might be time to dust off the 1985 charity song We Are The World. He wrote the song with Michael Jackson to support African famine relief and believes it could be the anthem for 2020's coronavirus, saying in the song's chorus, it says, "There's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives."
Yeah, right.
And he said, "What happened in China, in Europe, it came here. So if we don't save our brothers there, it's going to come home." And obviously this is the song.
I'm glad we grabbed a version of that from a wire recorder. That's
I was going to say, I definitely need to re-record that if they're going to promote that
this
year.
That's not the master tape, just quietly.
And Bindi Irwin has married her fiancé, Chandler Powell, in a surprise ceremony yesterday.
Obviously with only five people.
Yes. She said her family were able to be there, her mum and brother, because they all live at Australia Zoo, so they'd already been all together. So they were allowed to be there, and that was it. They had no other guests. She said, "There are no words to describe the amount of love and light in my heart right now. We didn't have guests at our wedding. It was and the animals. This was a very difficult decision, but important to keep everyone safe." There you go. They got married just before all the bands came in at midnight.
There you go. Well, congratulations.
Well done.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.